Hey everyone, welcome back to Google Workspace Recap, where we review everything new to Workspace every week. My name is Jesse Nolan, my co-host is Steve Larson, and we're here to help you keep up. This episode is sponsored by Jamf. More on that later. Breaking news, straight out of Google Next.
Google Cloud Next will be back in April of 2024 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Save the date, save your money. We hope to see you there.
Google Next is moving to Las Vegas, and it will be in April. So you do not have to wait a whole year to get that next experience and all of our next puns. The next is a mere 7 months away. Now, I've got my hat, which I got from a vendor, my Google Cloud hat. I got my badge, which, you know, everybody got. And I got a water bottle just from Google. But I have one question. This is my gripe. Where the hell is my Google Next shirt? How do I know which ones I attended if I don't have a Google Next shirt? Everyone who listens to the show knows that I love my nerdy shirts. And I had to buy nerdy shirts because I wasn't getting them at conferences. Now I went to a conference and I didn't get a shirt.
Did they even have a Next shirt, though, before? They've had one.
2018 had a Next shirt, absolutely. I don't know about 2019 because I wasn't there.
I don't remember Next having a Next shirt in 2019.
I don't know. Maybe they stopped in 2018. They specifically told me when I asked about the swag, because it was just the water bottle and they were making a big deal about the reusability of it, which is great. They said that there was a specific top-down conscious effort to not give out lots of swag because of sustainability and all that jazz. But t-shirts? Like, you gotta have a shirt. You gotta have t-shirts. You know, just to prove I was there or something.
I'm glad all the other vendors on the floor didn't say that.
Didn't follow that?
Didn't follow that. Yeah, I mean, there was plenty of swag to be had on the showroom floor with the vendors there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you wanted some, you definitely had the opportunity to get some.
Yeah, well, that is true. I actually was so busy, I didn't make it to the vendor floor until just before closing of the entire show. So I missed most of that stuff. I did pick up a couple of things here and there. What do you call it? One vendor I thought was pretty clever, Tiny Bird. They gave a QR code on their business card and said, here's $25 to our online swag store so that they didn't have to ship and I didn't have to ship or bring with me. And that's how you go and get their swag. Then they get your email and your shipping information, phone number, and who knows what else. But it was, you know, a good approach, I thought. To doing swag. On the other hand, you know, how many people are going to actually go ahead and do that after the fact? So maybe they're saving money that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can hear the sirens in your background.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I did get a bunch of Google Workspace stickers over here. If you can see on my mic arm, they're the Duet stickers. They're huge.
Oh, that's where you ended up putting it on.
That's where I put it at the moment. I was going to put it on my forehead, but I had the hat, so, you know, I didn't. Also, for anyone who missed our last episode, we did a special bonus episode recorded live in person for the first time ever from Google Next, reactions to day one. I personally think it's one of, if not our best episode ever. So go and check that out. It's on YouTube and all of the podcast networks. And on the podcast side, it is noted as a bonus episode. So go and check that out.
I need to start listening to some of our episodes that we publish here. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Give us
a few
more
views. I like
listening
to them just to, not for the views, but just to, you know, critique and check levels and make sure everything
is all those things. Yeah. I haven't done that in quite a while. So something I should do, especially with this last one. I want to see how that turned out.
Oh, it turned out wonderful. It just everything kind of just fell into alignment and it really worked out really great. The camera, I think, would have been better if we had better multi-angle setup, but given the amount of time we spent setting up and the amount of gear that I had there already, it was like, I was happy with the one stream that we did get, and we were able to fit everybody in the frame. And it was an hour and 6 minutes. We recorded, I think, for almost an hour, almost 2 hours, hour and a half or so. And I sat there editing until 4 a.m. that night to get that one out. So good stuff.
And what was I also going to say? Oh, yeah, and the other thing, too, that we realized is the cameras time out or burn, like they overheat or they lost battery, right? So I think that also, we have to keep that in mind if we're doing another in-person angle.
Yeah, those are the DJI action cams, and I know that they time out, but they didn't actually stop recording. They turned off the screen to save battery and heat. so that they wouldn't overheat. The main camera that I was using is the Sony ZV-E10, I think, whatever it is. That one also has a overheating problem, but I dropped it down to...
I thought one of them did actually go out, though.
Yeah, but the footage I was getting out of it wasn't that great anyway, so the angle it was at and the lighting just it didn't work with that camera, so it's fine. But I also took preventative measures on the main camera, dropping it to 24 frames a second instead of 60, so that it would not...
Yeah. Well, that's what, and then you picked overheat. Up on that though during the day when you're recording some of the presentations. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. All right. So this is going to be an interesting show. We've got a whole lot of topics here. 14, in fact, plus other news and updates and announcements. This is, I guess, our official Google Next recap episode because all the things in here were announced at Next, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, they were announced the week of Next, right? So it's all everything that came out that week. So we're
likely covered at Next as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's run through those and then get started.
Sure. First one came out is expanding grading systems in Google Classrooms. Next to Duet AI is generally available for Google Workspace Enterprise as an add-on. Also available for business tiers as well, so not just enterprise. Next one is to track the carbon footprint associated with usage of Google Workspace across your org. Turn some ideas into actions using Google Sheets is the number four one there. Use Studio Look in Google Meet to look your best. You can now create custom unique meeting backgrounds using generative AI. So yeah, a lot of these features are linked to that AI capabilities there on the Duet SKU. Some interoperability between Google Chat. Yeah. That was definitely the theme of Next. Interoperability between Google Chat and other messaging platforms is possible through a third-party tool called Mio. And number eight here, we have expanded language availability for translated captions is now available with Duet AI. I don't think there's an extra two there. It's not Duet AI 2. Number nine, we have enhanced writing in Google Docs with proofread. Again, part of the Duet AI functionality.
I'm sure Duet AI 2 will come in April.
Yeah. For, another $45 per user.
Oh my God. Like that. Don't get me started.
Duet AI Plus.
Premium Plus.
Create some original images from text within Google Slides. Number 11 here we have write emails, documents, and more with ease and speed using, you guessed it, Duet AI. Number 12, a couple here that are not Duet AI, looks like. Independent security verification badge is going to show up in Google Workspace Marketplace for some of those apps there. You can now edit your client-side encrypted Excel files with Google Sheets. And then, finally, some evolving collaboration in Google Chat with smart chips.
And about 40 other features that are not actually listed here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, chat was probably the biggest session that had, as I said, 40 different updates happening on chat.
Yeah. There.
And a lot of stuff.
I think that has to be a separate episode or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of the... a lot of functionality coming from what we'd seen in Currents and the communities there being brought now over to chat and spaces to bring some feature parity in terms of things like moderation and capacity, things like that. We'll get into that though a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Next, we have an update here of the Drive for Desktop app. Version 80 is out. There's some bug fixes there and some little changes. And then in the news, we had a little chat with one of the VP of product for Workspace about some of the Duet pricing and a little update for you on that and some upcoming pricing changes to those tiers and things like that in Workspace. So next, there is a Google Workspace Security Beta Feature Enrollment Form that we have. Check out some new security features there for the Emma console and some, again, Duet AI powered functionality. The Chrome Web Store is getting a bit of a redesign.
Yay!
And that Yeah, it's an article there from 9 to 5. Yeah, and then there is, in terms of events, another event coming up in Chicago, part of C2C, and they're together a series of in-person meetings. So that'll be happening in a few weeks, actually. It's almost, it's like 4.5 weeks away.
You going to go to that
and
one?
And then... Sorry?
Chicago? You going to go to that one?
I've registered.
There you
go. I've submitted my form already.
I heard that there is, coming through the grapevine, a C2C event at the Spruce Goose office, Google office, in also similar time frame, but mm-hmm. registration isn't open for that yet, so stay tuned.
Nice.
I will be going to that one.
Yeah, and then, I don't know if, I mean, we already, this really isn't news, but, because we talked about the updates. Yeah, it's just the workspace blog article about Duet AI for workspace being generally available. There's a link to a form in there. You don't need to fill it out. There's two ways to get it. Just go to your admin console and add it as a SKU for a trial, or talk to your reseller to get that added for 30 days. Pretty easy to do. So save some time. Don't fill out the form. And just do it yourself, basically.
Yeah, for those in the know, it's easier and better to go the way that Steve just mentioned, as opposed to trying to go through direct Google sales, which can always be potentially a headache, depending on who you're dealing with.
Is it available to direct customers in their admin console? I don't know. I don't really have a direct
I'd have to check. Like, one of my clients is still direct because they're in a direct contract with Google, so I can check that and update it later. I'm not 100% certain, and I don't want to load up that profile in my browser because it's got a whole mess of tabs that are going to open with it, and I don't want to overload things. Mm. So I'll have to
I'm sure
make a note to go and check that later. In the meantime, though, we've got to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor, Jamf. They've been our go-to for bringing you these weekly updates. And if you're someone who needs to handle Apple devices alongside Google Workspace, Jamf is a name to remember. And if you haven't heard them already, I'd be surprised, given that they have been sponsoring our show already for a couple of months, and we hugely appreciate that. What they do is they make managing and securing Apple devices super easy, and seamlessly integrating them into your IT Google ecosystem. With Google and Jamf working together, you can easily manage Chrome for safe browsing, embrace zero trust security with Google Identity, and cover all of your Google needs on Apple devices. It's a sleek, efficient, and tailor-made for It's sleek, efficient, and tailor-made for different organizations and industries. Trust me, you've got to check them out. Visit jamf.com/workspace-recap. That's JAMF as in Frank.com/workspace-recap to see how they can level up your IT workflow.
All right. Going to have a bit of talking here. So
get ready, Steve. Did you drink your olive oil today? Get your vocals ready?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a few beverages here in front of me, so we'll stay lubricated as best as possible. First one is the expanding grading systems in Google Classroom. So this is, what's being introduced here is some customizable grading scales. So this teachers, so that a school's or teacher's grading preferences are better reflected in a Google Classroom. So teachers will kind of be able to have the option to select numerical, letter grade, proficiency, 4-point grading scales, or set up their own scale if they need to. So this will just kind of better align with all these different nuanced ways to grade things these days. I back in the day, it was just a percentage, right? You know, just like, okay, 0 to 60, right? That's an F. 60 to 70 is a D, right? 70 to 80 is a C, 80 to 90 is a B, and 90 and above is an A. So it's like...
I never really saw the 80s, so couldn't tell you.
Never saw the 80s?
Grade-wise, no. Not so much.
Got it.
Interesting, this post didn't make it into the recap post.
Didn't?
No. I'm looking at the recap post, and it starts off with Duet AI for Workspace Enterprise add-on.
Oh. Okay. Well, this one was launched on Monday the 28th, so
it was
part of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
What I can see here, so.
Which is why we have both the RSS and the blog, folks.
That's right.
Double check.
Oh, yeah. And that's why we fix the URLs sometimes as well.
Yeah, that happened this week too.
Talk about that one in a second. All right. So in terms of this rollout here, This is started to roll out on the 20th of August for rapid release and good release domains on a gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility, and it's available to Education Plus and the Teaching and Learning Upgrade users. Next, as Jesse was saying, the first one that showed up there in the feed was, or in the blog end of week recap, was that Duet AI is available now for as an add-on, essentially. And you know what this one says is more specifically is Workspace Enterprise, but as you will come to find out, it is also available to the Business Standard and the Business Plus customers. So, and it even says that down in the availability section here, is that it's available on those tiers. So yep. If you need to add this to the, so this is essentially a license add-on. So once you get this license provisioned into your console, you will have it available to assign to your users as and when they need it. So it will be, off by default from the auto licensing perspective. And then you'll just toggle that on and off in the user's license section as someone needs it. So this gives you, all those features we were talking about that we're going to be talking about here in the future, or talking about in the rest of this episode, things like helping write content in docs, helping generate original images in slides, some of those, the background generation in Google Meet, translated captions there in Meet as well. So that is what this new functionality will start to do. So, whether or not it's going to be worth it, we'll see. But there were some very interesting things that we saw in terms of functionality-wise that will be there that I think are appealing, and that's some of the automatic note-taking that is going to be happening in Google Meet and being able to attend for me. So if you can't make it, Duet AI will attend the meeting for you and let you know what you missed. And if you have any action items and takeaways from that call, you can review. So definitely some interesting.
I found it very entertaining when they said, and if everybody has their AI attend for me, the meeting will just end. I was like, oh man, we almost had it.
Oh, interesting. So the AI just can't have its own meeting on its own.
Can't have its own meeting. Nope.
That would be, I mean, even with one person, that would still be pretty weird.
That'd be pretty funny. Just one like person just talking.
Talking as if everyone was there. All right, so hi, Jen. this is your task for the event. So I guess,
I mean,
better to attend if you want to have some feedback. And be like, oh, no, wait, that's not what I should be. I don't want to be doing that.
Right. Well, theoretically, if it gets to be able to assign tasks like that and to be able to, send that recap to everybody, then it's just you using a voice assistant to assign out tasks to the team. That might work.
Right.
Theoretically. I don't know. We'll have to play around with it and see how we can screw it up. I mean, how well it works.
Yeah. Because it doesn't doesn't mention that at all in here, does it, in terms of the features?
Nope. That was in one of the sessions.
Not even the blog post about it?
Let me just cruise through this real quick.
So. Yeah, I didn't see it. Maybe there were some screenshots.
Caption notes, action items, video snippets in real time with new Take Notes for me, summary so far. If you join late, with a 10 for me, Duet AI will be able to join the meeting on your behalf, delivering your message and ensuring you get the recap. Delivering your message is interesting. How?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's, some of the new stuff that's coming that we will test a little bit more. So we have the Duet AI SKU now on our domain, so we can start playing with that ourselves and see how that works. I gotta remember to start to assign that to users. I haven't done that yet.
Turn it on.
Something I forgot to do. Yeah.
Well.
So, alright.
Do that later.
Let's see here. Next, we have. This is tracking carbon footprint associated with the usage of Google Workspace across your org. So it gives you a little idea of how much CO2 users are using in relation to the amount of work they're doing on the Google tools. So it's probably just taking some existing carbon emission data they have in their servers and dividing that amongst all the time someone spends doing things, fractions of carbon emissions across all your users, and tallying that up, probably what this is here. It looks at, viewing and aggregated emission data from your org over time, broken down by certain services. You can see month overall as well. And you can break down some emission data by service, such as Gmail or Drive. So for those of you that are very sustainability focused organizations, I might know one out there, this could be very useful to you. So
it's funny how they worded this also. We've heard from our customers that it would be helpful to understand their organization's carbon emissions, yada, yada, yada. In other words, we didn't think about building this, but y'all asked for it, so here you go.
yep, exactly.
And the metrics that it is running off, they do say in here, by the way, is based on the Greenhouse Gas Protocol, which is apparently the global standard for carbon accounting.
All right.
More than I knew about carbon reporting 5 minutes ago. We recommend that admins familiarize themselves with the GHG terminology. You can find more information in our help center or the video below. Cool. Okay.
There we go.
Available to everybody.
Yeah. All right, next. We're turning some ideas into actions using Google Sheets. So this is part of the Duet AI functionality. You can start to use Google Sheets to quickly get started organizing data in a bit of a straightforward and highly visual manner. So start describing what you want to accomplish by using the Help Me Organize functionality, and then Sheets will start to generate a plan, a tracker, budget, schedule, and more there in the form of a template with some simple text and smart chips that are pretty easily editable. So there's a nice little animation here of how that functionality works, and it will kind of start to give you some automatic content for you when you need it and organize things. Looking at this from a user perspective here, you need to have a few little nuances to it. It looks like a minimum of 2 characters in the sidebar, maximum of 150. There was something else I was using recently. I was trying to create a post on LinkedIn and use some of the AI functionality that they had there. And it was like requiring me to write over like 150 words before it would even do anything. And then when I clicked it just didn't do anything. It just did nothing. I don't know why it wasn't working. I don't know what I was doing wrong, clearly. But the LinkedIn, AI generate content option for me on my phone just wasn't working the other day.
I didn't even know there was a LinkedIn generate content for me option.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you go to make a new post, there's like an AI functionality there that you can use to help create your post.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Jumping on the bandwagon. They are owned by Microsoft, so that makes sense. The M word.
Exactly.
Excuse me for saying it on the show.
Yeah, that's great. This is available now for those that have the Duet AI add-on.
It's a really good thing that we didn't make this a drinking game for every time we say Duet AI on the show. The amount of times I heard Duet AI at Next, we'd be dead if we took a shot every time.
Yeah, that would have been a fun game to do at the conference, actually.
I mean, half of it, at least in the after hours, we were doing that much anyway. So
we made up for it.
Yeah, we caught up.
Yes. Another Duet AI functionality here. This is using Studio. Look in Google Meet to look your best, and some kind of improve some details here to provide some more clarity, just making things a little bit less blurry, a little bit better visible to your users. And I figure that this should just work automatically. Like, I don't know why it's you have to toggle it on and off, but I guess you do. It should just kind of make the video feed should just improve the video feed anyways by default. But
I'm curious how this works, and as always, how well this works, given that a blurry photo is blurry because of it, usually the lens and or lack of general pixel right. information. So
yeah.
to do this on the fly to video is pretty impressive if it works the way that they're showing.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, just some things like reducing some noise. Sorry there. Reducing noise, increasing sharpness, and bringing you into focus a little bit more clearly. Make it a little bit clearer. So
getting closer to those old CSI shows. Enhance!
Yeah.
Yeah. Zoom in to that little tiny dot in the corner. Enhance. Right. Oh, look, a license plate.
Yeah. Yeah. This is available to all the Duet AI users, and it's out now for those of you who have it. Again, next. Yet again.
Drink.
Duet AI powered, yeah, custom, unique meeting backgrounds using generative AI. This is, just something if you're maybe wanting to create a background that is perhaps maybe, aligned to a presentation maybe you're doing. That was one of the examples that they'd given in the session where, they were doing a presentation for a coffee company and they were launching in Brazil. So, give me a picture of a coffee field with a Brazilian flag flying. And, it's kind of an interesting way to have a background on their unique, aligned with the presentation that was happening, the meeting that was happening. So that's the kind of stuff that you can do with that. Or there's just some, preset ones and some nice little, gives you some unique backgrounds to put in there rather than just what's available in that existing gallery of images or ones you can upload yourself.
That being said, it still has the limitations of being a virtual background, so it does look a little glitchy in corners or hair pieces or, strands of hair and whatnot.
Yep.
Wonder when that's going to get a big AI-powered boost.
Maybe. Yeah, perhaps.
Because the NVIDIA one is phenomenal, but that's also using the dedicated video graphics card.
Oh, the card,
to render it, so.
Yeah, and is that, that's some of the eye movement stuff, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the eye movement stuff. That stuff's straight up creepy. I'm talking about the virtual background rendering where the gap in my headphones over my head here, in between my head and the top piece of the headphones, gets rendered into the background perfectly, whereas on a virtual meet, it just will... It just won't fill in that space, or you can see exactly. Or in the NVIDIA one, you can I think they call it NVIDIA Broadcast. You can see my entire Secret Lab, high back chair behind me versus Google Meet, which just cuts all that out. So it looks more realistic because it looks like I'm actually sitting in a chair in front of said background. Whereas Google Meet doesn't quite have that depth perception on their virtual backgrounds. It's getting there. It got a lot better, but. Still waiting to see it get to that level, but again, local versus cloud versus processed versus etc. So I think that we'll definitely get there. It's just going to be a matter of time.
You might have to do the next one here. I might have a few more sneezes in me.
Okay, you're coming down with something since we met last night to go over this show, and you were sneezing like crazy. The upside is all of our listeners get to, or our watchers get to see your Googleified nails again. So watch the video from last
still
week
there.
If you want.
Yeah.
Still there with the Google logo on the thumbs. Watch our video from last week if you want the high def B-roll showing off the nails there. Looks great.
do it again. Do a little different layout for next in Vegas. I'm not sure what it'll be, but... Gonna do something different but similar. I'm sure.
Paint the Vegas sign on one of them, and
yeah, maybe something to that. Yeah,
but, brainstorm.
Trying to stick Google stuff. I have some other ideas for the Google.
Get a little dino on one of them, a little chrome dino on one of them.
Yeah.
Little get the Duet flower. I guess what are we calling this logo?
I don't know what that is.
That logo was unveiled. That's the new logo for Duet. It was unveiled at Next in Alice's. Segment. Alice Keeler is a rock star champion innovator alongside myself, and she was on the big keynote stage, so hopefully that'll be me next year, but we'll see. And she has, I don't know, a gazillion followers on Twitter and is all about education, workspace in education and whatnot. And she was like, where's the logo? They're unveiling the logo. I need the logo. So, got the logo. It's up on stage. That's the new logo. It's a flowery, four-star, curved thing. Look it up. If you're not watching the video, You can see the new logo. You'll see it everywhere anyway. Steve, yeah. You done sneezing, or should I keep rambling?
No, I think so. I think that's okay. Given me a little bit of leeway there for a bit. And to, again, talk about another Duet AI feature here, which is expanding the language translations in Google Meet. And so this is going to give you the ability to translate English to non-English speech in the following languages: Chinese, Mandarin, Traditional, Hindi, India, and Thai, Italian, and Russian. And then also it's going to add some languages here.
You skipped you translate. Mio.
Did I?
Yeah. It's okay. Oh. Finish this and we'll go back to Mio.
Oh, yeah. I think that was because... How did that one get removed? Oh, probably when I was looking for the correct URL.
The correct link, yeah.
And it got added onto the end, maybe.
Right. Finish translated captions, and then we'll go back to Mio.
Yeah, okay, we'll jump back to that. Thanks for the catch on that one. So you can translate non-English speech to and from the following languages: Chinese, French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese. Chinese simplified, that is. And then in terms of this one, again, it is rolling out to those with the Duet AI license add-on. And availability for this, there's a little note here. Translated captions of Google Meet will be available exclusively on Duet AI for the workspace add-ons at a future date. So there'll be 6-month notice there to existing workspace customers before that change takes place. So I think we talked about this a while ago when we saw the Duet AI functionality coming out, that some of the features enterprise customers currently have are going to be taken away and moved over to Duet AI. So this is one of them.
Yikes indeed.
All right, let me pull up and move into place the interoperability one. Here we go.
Switch around.
Just like that, interop it into my line of updates here. So, yes. So third-party tool out there called Mio is now providing interoperability between Google Chat and other messaging platforms. So pick and choose your two. It can combine two messaging platforms of your choice. Google Chat being the one with the largest discount in terms of license costs, because if you're using Chat and integrating with one of these other tools, you get a very hefty discount that brings the license cost down to just 50 cents per user for your users. So this is going to be useful when, you know, maybe you have some teams that are, let's say, stuck on Slack and they want to continue to use it for whatever reasons for a while longer. But let's say you can get, you know, the majority of your other teams moved over into Chat, but you still need some, you know, those people to communicate to each other on their preferred messaging platform. This is what Mio is going to do. It's going to connect those two platforms and allow users to do one-on-one conversations across those two, and then it'll allow people in channels to, you know, talk to those in spaces, and it keeps everything all synced and in a near, you know, immediate, seamless kind of a synchronization. So kind of near real time, just like you would probably see in a Google Doc. The one caveat to this, though, is that right now it's only going to be available to those users in domain only. So it will not allow you to, you know, connect to an external Slack instance in another domain. So it will only allow you to do it in your own environment. So that's something to keep that in mind. So it is kind of an internal interoperability functionality only at the moment. But, you know, there are talks about it rolling out to support multi kind of domain connections. But that is, you know, yet to come, and probably a while off. Knowing, well, I don't know. I mean, this is not a Google product, right? So,
yeah, I was going to mention that faster, the form that's listed on here in order to get access to it is to Mio, not Google. Yeah. Google obviously did a lot of work on the back end here and negotiation to get us that ridiculous discount, which is fantastic. That being said, you still pay 50 cents per user per month in order to have this. Now, the work that they're doing here, syncing these two, is impressive, very, very nice behind the scenes, a lot of API action happening here for editing and correcting posts and supporting, you know, emojis and GIFs. And I can't imagine that was easy to do, as those are big parts of Slack culture, though, and chat culture. I'm happy to see that they are there. That being said, this is probably going to be something that's going to be for the larger organizations or the merged organizations that haven't yet fully migrated, as Steve mentioned, because A, the price, and B, y'all really should be on one platform. I know that there are some teams who like one better than the other, but we're getting to the point here where those tools that might integrate with Slack can also really be integrated with chat as well. Maybe we're not 100% there yet, and I guess that's the purpose of this tool. You know, get all on one platform simply because it's just going to work better and you won't be wasting a ton of money on extra licenses. That being said, the fact that there's enough demand for this tool for them to get investment from Zoom and Cisco, I think, as well as others, and even make such a tool, means that there are a lot of people out there who actually have this problem. So we shall see. But again, it's a beta for now. It'll be a full GA expected early next year. And it is, the contact and everything is through Mio.
Yeah, I need to follow up with them. They reached out to me because I met the CEO out there, and get a little demo and maybe get something set up with what we have, because we have, you know, a chat, Slack, you know, that we use. Well, we use the Slack just to for external purposes only. So
right, we'll so that will help you. I was really excited when I saw about this interop, but then I saw that A, it cost, and B, it was internal only, and I was like, well, neither of those are gonna work for me.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how that works though with our environment, because that's all we have is just external conversations with people in Slack, instance. So I'd just be a bit intrigued to see like what actually happens, how that works. I don't know.
Seems to work quite well.
Your Slack kind of contacts, and you map them, or they're mapped to your
contacts.
That's all that syncs, probably, right?
Mapping, channel mapping to chat and space as well, and then connecting APIs, logins, etc. You probably need a service account or something. I haven't really looked that far into it.
I guess there would have to be some mapping, because it can't just be, you know, going off automatically, like just names, because the names could be similar but different. You might not have that, you know, you might have a space already created for a channel that's already over in Slack, and, you know, do you connect them? Do you merge them? I wonder how that works too.
According to their website, I haven't gotten that far yet. Essentially, direct messaging, channels, group chats, file sharing, and it is all done through Mio. But it doesn't, I haven't found the setup guides yet. And they do show here that they don't have full feature parity with everything, although it does show that Google Chat is checks across the board, I guess, because Google, I don't know if they invested in them, but they certainly worked with them to make this possible. So, I wonder, here we go, security. SOC 2, GDPR, CCPA, all certified, security white paper. I mean, they'd have to be in order for Google to allow this to be such a deep level integration.
Yeah. All right, well, roll out for that. Beta availability right now. Contact the form that Mio has, and then it's available to all those users that are on chat. So pretty much everybody. And next, another Duet AI functionality rolling out here. This is the ability to enhance your writing in Google Docs with Proofread. And this is going to, you know, it looks like it's, you know, what is that? Grammarly kind of functionality, right?
Yep.
So this is what I was talking about a while ago, you know, not using Grammarly. Some organizations just, you know, they don't want to be handing over their corporate documents to Grammarly and having that. So some organizations have blocked it. So if you were holding off purchasing Grammarly for that reason, well, here's the use case. You can now enable that within Docs through Duet AI add-on and take advantage of that functionality there. I don't know what Grammarly... I think Grammarly is what, free, right? Generally?
There's tiers like everything else. Generally, most people I find are using the free tier. If you want some more advanced features, such as better grammar correction, things like that, they do have premium tiers.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Grammarly was, you know, $12 a user, $15 on business. So, you know, it's almost half the cost there of just the Duet askew. So, yeah. Probably not as extensive, though, as what Grammarly is, would be able to do, but get you most of the way there, I'm sure.
Yep.
In terms of this update, this is going to include some functionality around conciseness, active voice, wording, and sentence split. So that is what you'll initially see on that in terms of functionality. And, you know, proofread is just going to kind of help you to more easily and quickly compose high-quality content there in Docs. And rollout for this one. So let's see, if you're currently pursuing the alpha testing for proofread, you're going to need to purchase the Duet AI add-on. So yeah, I think some customers were using this as a separate feature in the alpha testing called proofread. So that will drop off as it moves into the Duet AI product lineup. And date for that is already kind of really passed. That was the 20th of August. So if you notice that go away and you had access, you know, early alpha access to proofread, it's because you haven't been given the Duet AI license type yet. So reach out to your admin to get access to that one. Or if you are an admin, make sure you've given Duet AI to users if they are set on continuing to leverage proofread. Rollout for that, as I mentioned, kind of things sort of the 29th of August, starting to roll out there on a full rollout for rapid release and scheduled release domains. Takes 1 to 3 days for visibility on that. So pretty quick. And again, available just to Duet AI SKU users. Next, creating some original images from text within Google Slides. So this is, again, Duet AI linked. So if you aren't going to take advantage of Duet AI, this is not going to fall onto your kind of lineup of updates here, unfortunately. But just start typing a few words in the Help Me Visualize, and then you can easily create some original images for your presentation. And, you know, it's really what what a lot of the Duet AI stuff is trying to accomplish, of course, is saving people time in, you know, creating these documents and getting the some of the heavy lifting of the initial, maybe, you know, the copy that maybe needs to be added in and in bulk. And, you know, the users, you know, are now able to just go in and tweak kind of the details and get the details just right. And the bulk of things that, you know, are kind of repetitive, more repetitive in nature, just more common knowledge type of things are being done automatically for you. And that's where the kind of creation of paragraphs and text and things like that comes in. And here's where it applies with your images as well. So you can ask it to give you some images of whatever you want and give you a few options and pick and choose from that. And then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah, once again, they swapped this around. It wasn't you this time. Write emails and docs with Duet AI is on the post, on the actual blog came before this one, so I was very confused there for a minute.
This is the RSS feed order that I went in. So.
I know.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little bit mixed up.
All right. I have to be careful when I edit this to make sure I put the right title cards on these.
Yeah, I think just go in the order of what's in the show notes, and then we'll swap around the one that I mixed up. All right. Roll up pace, Duet AI and visibility is all there as from the add-on. All right. So are we looking at, we're looking at write emails, documents, and writing right now with ease. So yeah, kind of as I was alluding to there in that last update, being able to use some AI-powered writing features. Now this will be available in Google Docs and Gmail. And for this, you'll be able to select the Help Me Write button and choose between the following options here. Write a draft, formalize draft, elaborate on the draft, shorten your draft, and I'm feeling lucky. Introduce some variations on tone and style for content you've drafted. So interesting to see that I'm feeling lucky feature functionality, that term is being carried through into some of these workspace products where, from what I can recall, first appeared in Google Search and
way a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
It lives on.
Very early days. Yeah. So help me write in docs. We'll also give you some suggestions that might be needed to refine or find that generated content further, with some other options like tone, summarize, bulletize, elaborate, shorten, retry, and custom. So provide your own kind of instructions there to refine the generated content. So this is bringing what we've seen in ChatGPT on that web interface there and directly integrated into Google Docs, and bringing Google's version of that directly into your document creation product here. So so a lot of integration here with Smart Canvas as well, adding some of the smart chips, variables, and building blocks into that generated content, so that text and information does look as if you might have just created it manually or on your own type of thing. So it's not just creating the text, it's actually leveraging those smart chip functionalities as well. And rollout for this one, same as the rest of the Duet AI products. It's available if you have that license, and it's available now for you to use. Next, I think we've got three here at the end, which are not Duet AI related. So,
was the other major focus at Google Next, though, was security?
Yes. So security here being the kind of first focus, which is client-side encrypted Excel files with Google Sheets. So it's launching in beta, where you can now view and edit client-side encrypted Excel files with Google Sheets. So any changes made are saved in the original Excel format, and just making it easier to leverage Google Workspace with the Excel files that may be encrypted. And if you prefer to use Sheets, which I do, I would definitely welcome this feature if I was in such an organization that had me using CC. But this is, again, limited rollout to only select users and customers that need that level of encryption and security. So this is rolling out starting the 31st of August for rep release domains, up to 15 days for a gradual rollout there, and also a gradual rollout for scheduled release domains starting on the 14th of September. And it's just available to those with CEC and Enterprise Plus and Education Standard and Education Plus customers. And then next, just kind of an evolution of smart chips.
You skipped independent security verification.
I did, didn't I? What did I miss? How did I miss a couple of these? There's just so many to
So many to updates. Click on here.
Yeah. All right. Oh, no, you know why? It's because Independent Security Vulnerabilities badge, the link to it is the link to
editor client-side. Oh, wow, link is client-side. Oh, they were all over the place on this RSS this week. Understandable.
Given I don't A, know the if that was B them or me. I'm not sure 100%, but
it could be.
It's definitely something that we have to, let me see here,
fix in the show notes.
Yeah.
I'll do it. You talk.
Let's see what we got. We have independent. Here we go. That's right. All right. Independent security verification badge in Google Workspace Marketplace. Get that link here and pop it over. You got it?
Yep.
There we go. All right. So they're beginning today. So that was today as of the 30th of August. I start to see a new independent security verification badge for select apps in the Google Workspace Marketplace, select being the ones, of course, that have gone through that process. And this is really most applications there will have gone through it. If they've needed to access certain data in your environment. So there's a kind of a requirement now to go through this third-party verification if an application is accessing or requesting access to certain data in your organization. So this can be a pretty lengthy process for these creators of the these products and tools. It typically lasts a few weeks and maybe a few months, actually, depending on how much work needs to get done to maybe adjust or correct some of the things that may have not initially been thought of to pass this kind of audit. And Not cheap either. I mean, these audits are like, you know, $10,000-$20,000 and up to get this stuff done. So definitely, if you see this, know that that vendor has gone through a lot of work to get that, and it's not a straightforward thing to achieve.
That being said, it is required to be in the recommended for Google Workspace apps in the marketplace.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially any applications that are going to have domain-wide delegation are going to have gone out, will have gone through this already. So, haven't spot checked any of the apps there, but I'm sure most of the ones you'd expect to have them will already have them there. They've already gone through it. So I think, you know, this is something that's been in process for a couple of years now, this, you know, third-party assessment that apps have had to go through. It's been around for a while. They're just bringing that visibility into the marketplace and letting you know which applications have gone through it. So there will have been, you know, a lot of apps that have already done this as part of that process of just getting onto the Workspace marketplace.
Yep, definitely appreciate
already over the last couple of years. So, yep. All right, so we did independent security vulnerability verification badge. We did client-side encrypted files in Google Sheets. And I guess the last one is that evolving collaboration. See, that link also takes me. I think that was probably me. I think I was off by one on my my links as I copied and pasted from the spreadsheet over into the show notes. So... yeah, probably me. All right. So as I was kind of talking about earlier, before we got that on the right track, kind of in the order of updates, and the evolution here of collaboration in Google Chat is expanding here with Smart Chips. And so when you are in chat, you can start typing at, and it'll now display a list of suggestions for files that you might want to include as Smart Chips. So instead of having the link there, it will just include the Smart Chip and the preview of the document, making things just a little bit more visually appealing and insightful, and you kind of know what that document is without really having to click through it or anything like that, because you were only getting a URL before in most cases. It's kind of dependent on how you were inserting it. So once that's selected, yeah, just insert it directly into the message and you'll start to see that new visual appearance to those docs.
It also shows off the newer updated interface design in chat here, in the screenshot of having shortcuts, home, mentions, and starred on the side panel, then DMs and then spaces. And right. I don't go to chat.google.com very often, but I haven't seen this roll out. Have you? Even in the betas.
Yeah, I wonder if that is chat within. I used to use the chat app. I wonder if that's going to be different.
So I usually use the chat app also.
Yeah. So it's chat and spaces. It shows direct messages and spaces. So a little terminology change happening there. So it looks like chat should be turning into direct messages.
Yeah.
And then you'll start to see shortcuts, home, mentions, and starred up above that.
Which is definitely appreciated. I was just curious if you'd seen it roll out yet.
I have not. No. I think in all of my environments, I'm still... yeah. And that's definitely the chat app, because in my... yeah, that's the chat app view, because the Gmail view is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So that is the chat app. Yep. So...
weird.
Yep, I've not seen. I'm just looking through my accounts. I don't see any changes there yet on any of terminology there. It's not come to me yet.
Still waiting.
Coming up. All right. And then that one, rollout pace, started with rep release domains on the 1st of September on a gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility. And then it'll start the 15th of September for scheduled release domains on a full rollout with 1 to 3 days for visibility there. And all Google Workspace customers and users with personal Google accounts will get access to that. Next, we have that final kind of update on Drive for Desktop. Version 80 has rolled out, and you'll start to see some improved bandwidth throttling when low bandwidth limit is set. There's a new file type added .gdrive for shared files that the user isn't allowed to download. So those files will open in Drive Web using the system browser, it looks like here. For Windows, they've reduced the size of the installer by 50%. For Mac OS, they've changed the Finder sidebar icon to the Drive logo. And then just finally, some improvements to performance and some bug fixes. All right, Jesse, over to you for a little talk on Duet pricing update.
All right.
The VP of product over there at Google and others.
Yep. So as part of the Champion Innovators and Certified Lounge, they had a couple of behind the scenes or AMA questions with Google executives. And we had the VP of product for Workspace talking about Duet. And I asked the question. $30 per person per month is, for a lot of companies, very expensive, you know, especially with what we've seen so far in terms of what it offers. Now, as you've heard during this episode, there are some things that are moving into that product offering and away from being currently available just as is or as other products. So, you know, it does seem that they're really building this out of a much larger, into a much larger all-encompassing add-on of, you know, super cool advanced features. So it does look like there's a lot more value in the SKU of adding on Duet. That being said, she did say that what they announced at Google Next and announced as part of the GA for Duet is the enterprise offering and pricing to reflect the value of that. But in saying so, also, there will be more SMB and consumer pricing coming down the road, and it seemed to be like that was going to be in pretty short order. So if $30 per person per month is too expensive for you and your teams, stay tuned. We will, of course, be all over it. I don't know when or where or what, but we are hearing some things through the grapevine, such as a new integrated SKU, perhaps on the enterprise side, that's going to incorporate Duet into it, right, Steve? That's what you were hearing in some conversations you were having at Next.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like we'll start to see some integrated enterprise tiers with some of the Duet functionality and send a new, you know, like something along the lines of like an enterprise plus type of SKU. You know?
In other words, Google continuing to become more like Microsoft on the licensing front.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I'm not entirely certain which, to be honest with you. I like the fact that it was pretty easy to know what you were getting in each of the different SKUs with Workspace, as opposed to Microsoft, where you need, a degree in Microsoft licensing just to know what they all are. Hopefully we're going to, you know, not get that many licenses or options or add-ons, but I guess we'll see. Okay, on to the next thing is Google Workspace Security Beta Feature Enrollment. This is a Google form. What else? For pre-GA testing of a whole lot of features specifically for Google Workspace Security. And this came out of one of the sessions on Google Workspace Security at Google Next. Specifically, and I'm pretty excited about some of these, are covered in here are AI classification for Drive, which is automating the process of classifying data based on sensitivity level and properly classifying your data. And other things involved here are advanced DLP for Gmail, evidence snippets for DLP, trust rules for directory, CAA monitor mode and recommendations, CAA context-driven DLP and IRM for Drive, iOS volume purchase plan support, mandated 2SV for administrators, multi-party approvals for administrators, real-time log export to Chronicle, granular audit privileges, and that's it. Okay, so that's all of them. 11 different things are included in this. So this is a monster-sized beta for those who are interested in the extremely high level of security here. I do have one client that is waiting for AI classification, so I think that's definitely going to be something that I will be diving deep into to figure out and filling out this form. So if you're interested in all of those, go and check out the link in the show notes. Next up we have here is something that a lot of people weren't entirely sure was going to actually happen, but the Google Chrome Web Store is not being killed off. It is getting a major redesign, which is now in preview. There was a gallery here in this 9to5 Google article where, for anybody who doesn't know, the Chrome Web Store is where you go to find extensions in Chrome and themes, etc. and has been neglected for quite some time. So very happy to now see that Google is updating this and redesigning it. According to the article here, the last notable update was in 2018. So good to bring this into the modern material-ish design that they have here. I definitely recommend going and checking that out. They say in the announcement, we're excited to give you a preview of our redesigned Chrome Web Store to make searching for fresh themes and extensions easier. The change includes a modernized interface, personalized extensions, and curated recommendations. The post for that is over on the developer side, but that is for anybody who is using the store to find amazing new themes and plugins. Next up is the C2C Chicago event, which we talked about a little bit in the opening here. Steve will likely be in attendance. This is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, from noon to 4:30 p.m. Pacific, except that this is in Chicago, so that should be central. Might want to confirm exactly those times. Maybe it's an evening event. I'm not sure. It's going to be Google Cloud Next in review, so that should definitely be a fun recap to our recap to their big major event. But if you listen to the show, you just heard pretty much all the major Google Workspace things that were showcased there. So if you're interested in that, go and check that out. And then, as we said before, Google Workspace Duet AI blog post about Duet AI being officially available. This is just kind of going over all the things we just talked about in a nice formatted blog post with some more screenshots and a list of partners, etc., and good use cases and examples over there. And then, like we said, there is a link here for getting a trial to Duet AI, but honestly, you really should just go through your partner or go direct in your admin panel and not get signed up for yet another sales email and list and get hounded by Google support, because they're probably going to be trying to sell this thing like crazy. Because hey, if they can get every single customer to buy, the equivalent licenses to their license count at an extra $30 a month, more than doubling spend for many organizations, then I really need to buy more stock in Google. So we'll see. And should definitely be an interesting path forward. That's all for this week. Send us your questions and comments on this and other things at Next. I'm going to also be putting out a Google Next highlights video reel, taking some of the videos from the sessions that are available online. All of the sessions are available online if you go to the Next website or the Next page, and you can still register, or if you already registered, everything is available on demand if you want to get all of the juicy nitty-gritty details and spend all that time going through all of that. You can. I will also be putting out, hopefully in the next couple of days or so, my highlight video, taking the best of the best from all of those and putting them into one video from us. So subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're not already. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. Give us a review, thumbs up. Thanks for sticking with us every single week. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Workspace Recap.